Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Dominic Witten.
I'm...
That was awesome.
We are Sarmiento.
No, we are Gotenks.
Fusion!
What about fat Gotenks?
That's awesome. We got Gotenks? Let them speak.
Gus and Lee, we've got Danny.
On an unrelated note, I'm Danny Sudhivarakam.
I am Sung Lee.
Still speak.
And we've got John, the one that gets naked with Dom. Mm.
Not that often. Only on special occasions.
And while you guys are recording.
Like Saturday.
Okay. Anyways.
Data ends in Y.
This week's topic is actually something pretty basic. Everyone can sort of relate to this. It's back to school time, and it's about time that we had a topic about school. Or actually more like back to school. So let me ask you the question we usually like to ask each other on this show.
When was the first back to school?
Yeah, what was the first back to school that you remember?
Oh, damn.
That has to be second grade, then.
For me, it was first grade. It was like, so the thing was, when I was a kid, I didn't really make good friends with my classmates. And I went to a small Catholic school, which meant that I had the same, like, 20 classmates for 9 years or so. And so the first time I went back to school, I was like, yay, I get to see the teachers again! As opposed to, yay, I get to see my friends again! Because I made better friends with the teachers.
Yeah.
Probably because I was a suck-up.
Wow,
that explains
dumb.
So
actually,
many
I
things.
I didn't even
you were a teacher's pet?
I was teacher's pet because I answered every question. I always had my homework done, and I was always the guy who volunteered to do math questions at the board. And also, a lot of those teachers had helped sponsor my parents into the United States.
Oh, hi.
So there you go.
Okay.
What do you teach?
So they're home.
I didn't have very many friends. I had a lot of family until I was around in sixth grade when I finally met someone else who played D&D and went to a Catholic school. So we had a common...
Wow, yeah, there were only
base.
Two of those.
Okay.
But
well, in sixth grade, yes, yeah. There were only two of those.
But yeah, I'm trying to think back. I don't have that many memories of back to school.
What about any... What's the first memory that comes to your mind about school? That's probably easier, right?
I can remember all of the names of my teachers back to about third grade. Past that, it's kind of a blur. I actually lose track of which grade I wasn't in.
I kind of remember my professor's name from college.
Well, that's the thing. Other than the names of my elementary school teachers, the only thing I remember is my sixth birthday. So I don't know what happened there, but something got lost along the way. I'm sure it's not that important.
All
right. Where you learned the secret code that will save the world, and
I have no idea.
I'm sure I'll find myself whistling it accidentally sometime.
Yes, exactly. I'm gonna give you a swirly.
No, just give him enough whiskey till it comes out.
I think you're too tall for us to get a swirly. Can you bend your knees, please?
You're a little too tall for this.
You've got me by the ankles.
Yeah, if we got you by the ankles, then you're taller than us. If we have you by the ankles,
we're dragging your shoulders across the floor.
We're gonna have to be standing on chairs.
It'll be like that time when the hobbits jumped on the cave troll.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly like that time.
Thank you.
It'll be exactly like Shadow of the Colossus, except the Colossus is drunk and drinking whiskey.
I'm not drunk yet.
No, you're not drunk yet, but you will be drunk by the time we decide to give you a swirly, because then we'll all be drunk.
And I'll be by my ankle.
Alright, what about you guys? You want to abstain from this?
Too personal. It's around, well, you say go back to school, seeing as I've graduated, it's around what? 20 years worth? No, not 20 years worth.
It's a pretty big chunk, either way, yeah.
It's a lot of years worth of information, and not so much as going back to school, but there are some poignant moments.
Pubescent?
Puberty!
Puberty! There you go, puberty era. It's a very awkward time.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. None of us were ever awkward in... ever.
Ever?
I'm never awkward. Wow. That's because I don't have shame.
I was awkward until I discovered the joys of alcohol.
And when was that?
4 years ago.
Okay.
Remember? Well, you weren't here for that story. The year that the stick came out of my ass.
So much blood. Oh God.
I love it when he does, when then like people don't know and then like, oh, we'll tell you.
But yeah, Song, you have any story?
Kindergarten.
Holy crap, you remember kindergarten?
Yeah,
hey, I remember kindergarten.
I remember finger paints and nap time and stuff like that.
I remember when I was in kindergarten, I had these really hideous plastic cowboy boots that I would always like jump around in because they made this great click clacking noise when I stepped on tile floors. I was like, yeah, cowboy boots! You can imagine that.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine it now.
In fact, that's all I can imagine now. Thanks. The hell's wrong with you?
Cowboy boot.
Anyways, the first thing that came to my head when I was thinking about back to school was in fifth grade we had this thing where we were supposed to, you know, meet up with one of the kindergartners and like, you know, do an art project or something with them in their class just for one day kind of thing. And I got this one kid that, you know, everything was going fine, and then we had to paste something onto the other. So he gets out his little jar of paste, and he decides that the best finger for using, for scooping up the paste, is your middle finger. So he does the, he gives the bird first, dips it in the paste, scoops it up, and proceeds to use it against the construction paper in this manner, which is basically just think about him just using the middle finger and trying to paste things. And I was like, don't you think it would be better if you used your pointer finger? And he's like, but it's not as long. Well, I'm like, well, why don't you use both fingers? He's like, but I don't want both of my fingers to get paste on them. So I could not convince the kid to stop giving while he's doing his art project.
I'm sorry, but he's got a point. I mean,
yeah. And he has a perfectly valid point. And it's because of society that is trying to put him down for the art that he wants to make.
Exactly.
You know, in that story, you are society.
I know. I'm the man. And he's sticking it to me.
He's sticking to you good, too. He gave you logic.
God, he's showing it right there.
He was just like, let's just get that a little deeper in there.
Cool.
All right, so anyway, let's keep going.
So we found the moment that the stick went up his ass.
It was already there.
Oh, dear, that kid.
Every once in a while, someone's like, let me contribute.
Yeah.
Anyways, what about your favorite school years? Were they elementary, middle, or high school?
Oh, high school.
And you cannot use college here, because I know everyone's favorite really is college.
Yeah. Wait, seriously?
Oh, out of those three.
Sorry, Danny. Given that we're all college buddies, we're not allowed to use college.
But I was a total recluse up until college. I mean,
well, part I was of the reason... too, but I found fellow recluses.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
At least not until college.
But the thing is, Danny, weren't you? You were 2 years advanced too, right?
I was a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the main thing is, when I was So yeah, my school life up until college consisted of these are the months when I went to school. These are the months when I stayed home. And that was pretty much the divider. I was never really out.
All right, Kevin, I'm voting to let Danny use college. At least the early parts of college.
All right.
When he transitioned.
I'll be honest with you. First year, freshman year of college, when I came back, and you know, this is after a year of me being pretty much left to my own devices
it's
for
like
a year.
That moment of Wizard of Oz where Dorothy steps out of black and white and into color.
And basically, it was that freshman year of college when it suddenly occurs to me.
Or is the underground?
You know? Well, yeah, this was after I'd spent a year, you know, at an arcade instead of going to school. And so, it suddenly occurs to me, there's a pretty good arcade only like a town and a half over. I bet I could walk there. And I walked there. It was like a 2-hour walk, but I walked there. And it was good. The walk back, not nearly as entertaining, but the walk there was awesome.
Well, you had the prize at the very end of it. The arcade.
And that was when I came to the conclusion that I really liked walking to places, but I didn't like walking back.
Okay. Thanks, Danny.
You asked for a story. What do you expect?
So anyway, my favorite years were definitely my high school years, before college, obviously, when I came out of my shell fully. In high school, I found fellow recluses, and we went into the back of the Student Activity Center, and we played things like Axis and Allies. And we actually got an old, like, 386 set up in there, playing Star Control. And what else did we have back there? I remember a lot of Axis and Allies, because we would leave the board set up, And then we would go back to the back of the SAC center and continue the game.
And yeah, that was our problem, because every time we would play Axis and Allies, we would always start from the beginning, and then by the time we got about halfway through the setup, we would quit.
Yeah, the thing is, we got really good at the setup, and the thing is that we would set up the game, start playing the game, the bell would ring, we'd be like, oh, crap, see you guys in 2 hours. Then we'd go to class, come back, play the game for another 15 minutes, and go, oh, bell, and we would go over to lunch. We go to class, and then for lunch, we'd all gather up again after we got our food, and we're gonna be like, alright, Germany's winning, crap! You know, we would, the bell would ring again, we would go back to class one more time, we would, school got out for us at around 2:30, we'd be like, alright, the train comes every half hour, let's try and make the 4 o'clock train, yeah, alright guys? Okay, and let's try to beat Germany! Or, you know, there are the random points when people would be like, you know what? Japan's going to do this game. We're going to take over Brazil. Why? That makes no sense. That's why we're going to do it. Doesn't make any sense, does it? I'll never expect it. I went to a Catholic high school, too. What are you talking about?
Seeing what they taught you. World domination.
Classes. World domination. Boys hanging out with boys all day.
Mm. Kevin, would you like to sing the song that your high school sang about my high school?
Oh, you went to Bellarmine, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's, I'm a little Bellarmine boy. I'm not allowed to marry. I sit in the corner and play with myself. Poof, I'm a fairy.
Yes.
What?
Sing it?
No, please, no.
It's in the same tune as any Jack in the Box. Yeah. Or, what's it called?
Monkey Chase the Weasel.
Monkey Chase
Mulberry
the Weasel.
Mulberry Bush one, yes. Yeah.
Or Mulberry, wow.
Well, All Around the Mulberry Bush is the
Weasel. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who created the lyrics. That's pretty,
people who hate my school.
The non-Bellarmine
kids. Yeah, people who weren't either as privileged / wealthy or
Catholic.
What are you talking about? I was from Saratoga. We just made fun of you guys because you were all boys.
Yeah, that's pretty valid. Okay, let me actually sing the song so that you guys have reference. I'm a little Bellarmine boy. I'm not allowed to marry. I sit in the corner and play with myself. Poof, I'm a fairy.
Now come over here, you.
What?
I think he's talking about the professors and teachers, whatever you like.
The what?
No. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what that was.
I was a little off key there, sorry. I'm not used to seeing this song.
It's where someone shows up and goes, get over here! You can't escape.
Either that or Scorpion.
I was going to say, you just went through like 3 games.
Alright, anyway. So yeah, I discovered fellow nerds there. And I bonded with them. And it was fun. We were allies in isolation. And then it stopped being isolation. We're like, hey, this is fun. Let's be social.
I guess for me, I have to cheat a bit because it really is a toss-up between junior high school and high school.
You drank a lot in junior high, didn't you?
No, not really.
What? I never heard this.
Okay.
You say not really.
Here's the thing. I spent 2 years, 7th and 8th grade in Korea. And before then, I was in Bakersfield, California and a few other really small towns. And then after that, we moved back to Bakersfield for high school. So literally, I mean, it's like just two completely different experiences, but both very, very fun experiences. I mean, like, Bakersfield is a pretty small town. There's nothing much to do. So in that point, like, Seoul, Korea had a lot more to do and there's a lot more freedom because, you know, you just go out and take the bus anywhere and it's like, literally like 20 cents to get anywhere you wanted to. Yeah, as far as the drinking goes, I mean, it's like, I think I've heard that Koreans have gotten a little bit more strict about it, but back then, very, very easy to get alcohol. I didn't drink much, I'll just say that much, but the fact is, I don't drink. So, even like a couple of shots of vodka is, you know,
couple shots of vodka when you're in middle school.
Yeah,
a couple of shots of vodka is more than your middle school combined.
Finishing a beer now.
Okay. Here's the thing. I've always liked hard liquor better than beer or wine coolers. I don't know why. It's just That's the way it is. And I could actually handle hard liquor better. But like I said, I don't drink, so
It's because beer makes you full,
and yeah. Wine coolers are horrible.
I think these are both contributing factors.
Wine cooler. I like strawberry B&J's.
God,
Jesus. It's just bad juice.
Bad juice.
What is it? You drink enough of it, you stop tasting the alcohol and just taste.
Is that what the B&J stands for? Bad and juice.
Sure,
and juice. Sure, yeah, we're going with that.
Isn't it like Bartle and James or something like that?
No, sure. Bartle and James.
It's bad. Isn't it juice blow then? And?
No. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
B&J.
All right. What did you start saying? I didn't hear that.
Blow.
What about you, John?
Hey, I was right. It is Bartles and James.
Oh.
What about you, John? Maybe this is why we don't have you around as much. It's like, John?
Hey. My name is Speak.
That's what you do.
So when Caveman came home...
I speak and I was
He paint on wall.
Oh, crap. I forgot. The stupid deal is activated. Jaws, you see something. We need to get further away from Kevin. So we should explain this right now.
I push that to the, against the mat.
So apparently placing John and Kevin.
What are you doing? Rochambeauing now? Oh, fisting. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Bring it.
Make a fist against someone doing like a scissors and you just ram it down there in the middle of the fingers. Yeah,
just for those of the audience who are not familiar with this particular process, it's basically an erotic version of rock, paper, scissors with no paper.
In which the scissors.
So
scissors doesn't get to participate.
We need to explain to people the stupid feel.
What? He's like the best part.
You know, if you put the paper around the rock, then it's protection for the scissors.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Hold on. You two shut up while we explain what the hell's
okay,
going on.
The paper's part.
John!
John!
Paper needs protection.
So are you listeners familiar with the concept of a compound bomb where you have two chemicals that aren't necessarily that dangerous separately? When you put them together, they explode. We call this, for Kevin and John, the stupid field, where the closer they are to each other, apparently the stupider they will become.
I'd just like to point out for the record, they spent a month in Japan.
Yeah. Not knowing the language, so that all they had was each other, and they developed this weird twin language.
Japan.
Break it! Like, what are you guys doing?
And don't forget, deep inside I go.
And also,
that was Chris.
Pikuru Nishi.
Oh, yeah.
Pikuru, that's right.
No pickles!
Okay!
Yeah, that guy was awesome. He was the manager of that McDonald's. I'm pretty sure.
Alright, let's keep going.
What were your favorite school years?
This has got to be junior high, which they call middle school now. That was 6th through 8th.
Yes, or, you know, around that area.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the school. If middle school is generally 6 through 8. Junior high school is 7 and 8.
Yeah, and the reason why it was junior high at that point, because we were the first class of 6th graders to go to that school. Unlike, apparently, Dom, Danny, you.
I had middle school.
Well, yeah, were you a nerd, though? Like, purely a nerd. I mean, that was like...
Let me think.
I was a spelling bee kid. I don't think any of you can beat that.
But, I mean...
I was in the spelling bee, too, but not as far as you.
Yeah.
Some sort
of... Rise is calling!
Hey, Kevin.
Anyway. Awesome!
Hey, Kevin, cut this part out.
This
or not.
The end.
All right, anyway,
you just
thought
you were good for the end.
What was I? Damn it.
You like middle school. You asked
how
we were
going to get there. That's right. I mean, I can't top some gear with this two shots of vodka.
Like, come on. Listeners are going to write in like, damn, Sung is totally the man of the show now.
That's right.
It's true.
Knocking down vodka when he was 12.
Makes up for the whole runway thing. But yeah, it was an odd... I mean, it was a fun time there at,
Jesus Christ!
Shut up!
Loving you! Kissing you!
Nom 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 nom.
All right. Anyway, John.
So yeah, it was an interesting feeling.
It's making me delirious.
You should drink some booze.
It's not the heat; it's the stupidity.
I'm drinking some whiskey right here. It's pretty good.
Keep going.
But yeah, there were some friends of mine who were of the nerd fashion. They tried to get into D&D kind of games with them. But then there was also my other friends who were basically the bullies. And so...
You were a bully?
Essentially, but I was nice, so I actually didn't actually physically do anything. I hung out with them.
Wait, how can you be a bully if you're nice and you just hang out with people?
He's the sidekick that doesn't do anything but laughs.
Yeah.
You
can do that when you don't really want to, get into fights and, actually...
You participate in the circle.
Yeah,
which makes it into a fight.
The Milgram experiment all over again.
Is it because you were tall?
I don't know. I really don't know. I hung out with basically everybody I could get along with. Anybody, and I tried to get along with everybody, so I actually got along with the bullies. But anyway, it was a good time there because our science teacher, Mr. Freeman.
What's his first name? Gordon.
Gordon, don't forget to reload, Dr. Freeman.
Oh, no. I forgot his first name.
Anyway, just call him Mr. Freeman.
Well, they used to call him his first name, and he used to piss him off like nothing. It's something with a W. I wish it really could.
Keep going.
Oh, it's not Gordon, then.
Unless it's Gordon.
It's like William or something like
that. Maybe he's like the Wario of Gordon Freeman. He's Warden Freeman.
Yeah.
He will come out with an amusing...
Sounds more like prison stuff. Warden.
He'll come out with an amusing series of... short PC games.
Well, he did, make, a hike bomb.
It's like, what? Whoa.
He put a hydrogen gas into a balloon, and then it blew it up.
Oh, okay.
Not a hydrogen bomb.
Oh, yeah, it's not a hydrogen bomb. It blows up, and it's filled with hydrogen, but it's not a hydrogen bomb. That is correct.
Anyways, my favorite school years were actually elementary school. I was actually more sociable around that time to go around and play around, get along with everybody. And then there's always that crap in middle school and high school where people are like, oh, I can't, express myself because I might not be cool and all that crap. So I don't like those years. Then I like college a lot. So speaking of college.
You said you were going to talk about college.
We're done with that topic of favorite school years. So college, what were your favorite moments from college? Because going back to school to college? Education, hanging out with your cow. This is the best chance to talk about Cal Animosh right now.
Hey, where's Danny?
This is when I snuck into CAA. That was the best time when you guys didn't realize it for years.
Wasn't it? We didn't realize it.
You weren't a Cal student?
Yeah. We just didn't care.
Yeah. We didn't care.
I knew you weren't a Cal student.
Not originally.
We just didn't care, though.
Yeah, it never mattered.
It didn't matter at that point.
It didn't matter at this point.
Well, that's the thing. I made the base assumption that once it came out otherwise, it's like, whatever.
Okay. I liked Danny's interview of me for my officership. It's like, hey, I know you from the arcade. Cool.
You guys were such dicks about that interview stuff.
No.
I actually got grilled.
I have very specific criteria about the officership process. Basically, I have to play you at something.
But you didn't interview me.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Well, being at least the one with the most history with Count Animosh here at this table, I can say that the whole getting into Count Animosh, at least as an officer, changed throughout the years of how I was involved. There was always the officer application that you had to fill out. That has changed quite a few times. But I remember, when I applied, I first, tried to apply for library, and I don't even remember their name, but the head of libraries at the time. They were like, yeah, we don't... I didn't get in at that time. And that was when a girl named Ronnie Yu was president. And then when I joined, it was... It was basically like, I just said, like, I'll be a writer for your newsletter. I'm like, okay, we need writers, so you're hired. but the first semester I joined was the first semester that Brian Mao was president. And I know I'm spewing off names that most of you don't even know or care about.
You mean the current table? Yeah. Or
well, no, as listeners and actually on this table,
note,
too.
A quick shout out to Brian Ronnie. Mao. Rock on. I hope they don't find any new cancer. Good job beating it, Ronnie. Keep in there.
Yeah, oh, she beat it?
They don't count any cancers being in remission until they don't find it for years.
Okay.
But in her latest few tests, they didn't find any. So that's
excellent.
Yeah, that's what Andy said. So that's excellent.
Good to hear.
Go, Ronnie.
Good to hear.
But anyways, so the interview process actually came out, like, there were a few years when, like, we had barely any offers, so, like, we'll take who we could get, and so that's when, like, Brian Mao was like, well, I know these people who hang out in the arcade, and let's just bring them all over in here. And then you found out that, yeah, they work hard, but they aren't exactly the nicest, most sociable people around.
Hey, was that G?
It was Albert. It was Danny was a little bit later. But yeah, it was also Brian Mao was very much like that too, where he was just he sounded very aggressive to people.
Oh, Brian Mao. Yeah, I just remember that when I was randomly playing Aliens vs. Predator with G, the Capcom side scroller. I didn't know him from Adam. He didn't know me from Adam. But he was just casually playing, and every once in a while, he'd like Super Now. Stay on the left side of the screen. He just taught me everything about that game. It's like, okay.
Yeah, and then basically
and
once...
That's how he treated me for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, once...
As a tool.
Pretty much.
And then there was a certain point when, like, we had accumulated, like, too many officers, and you're like, okay, a good 90% of these people do nothing, and when you try to ask them to do something, nothing happens. So we're gonna have to start weeding people out a little bit better. So that's when you started installing the whole interview process. And I remember, like, one of the first people I ever interviewed was Judy Wang, who, who loves Dom.
Those are my favorite moments in college. Tormenting Judy to the point where the mere, fact that I was standing behind her would send her into paroxysms of fear. She would look behind her and go, ah! And run.
I can freak that Judy out in 6 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was me and Luke. I can freak out Judy in 5 seconds. I can freak out Judy in 4 seconds. It was went on to, it's like, I can freak out Judy in 2 seconds. Alright. Freak that Judy. I said, hey Judy! And I started pulling out my shirt. She goes, ah! And it runs away.
We are terrible people here at the S-Words podcast.
I've always been a terrible person. You know this.
She ran all the way to Japan.
And then I followed her to Japan. Every time I'm in Tokyo, I take care to look her up. But we went fishing together.
What are
bonding.
It was bonding.
So that's exactly why you have the interview process. I remember, I think it was G that gave me my interview.
It's a distinct possibility.
He was so serious and, like, strict about everything.
And he knew from the very beginning that you were going to be in, huh?
Oh, yeah, he knew. Yeah. But then, like, the thing I think find so interesting
G really enjoyed doing the interviews. That's kind of why he wanted to do them.
Yeah. I have to always, and that's why I'm wanting to see G again, is that I want to thank him because... All that cynicism, all that talk about, like, hey, yeah, you don't need to care about this, or this is what you need to care about, all was actually a very valuable thing. Like, I totally understand everything he was talking about back then, and now I'm like, hey, that all worked out, and that was helpful, and yeah, now I never got the chance to thank him for it.
And now G's a doctor.
Emergency room.
He's the
doctor.
Emergency? Oh my god.
Yeah, he's a ER. And, Ohio? Akron, I think?
Akron, or... I'm not sure if it's Akron, but it's definitely Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in Ohio now, so I don't know the next time he's going to be back over here, but... Yeah, G, I guess I will thank you over the podcast. You kept it real, man.
If it's any consolation, remember, you just have to go to Ohio and break your leg, and he's obligated to help you now.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad I bought a new bat.
Need some help?
Actually, let's move this on to the next kind of thing, because you guys are talking about, like, a bunch of people came over from the arcade. So let me go into this next topic about studying habits.
What? Huh? Study? Oh, I did study in the mornings while I was sitting at the door of the arcade waiting for it to open.
Wow.
Yeah. Because you had nothing better to do and you were carrying those books anyway, so you might as well.
Maybe I blew the concentration. I couldn't have done that.
Well, no, nothing was on yet.
Oh!
You don't study any of it. You study waiting for it to open.
Oh my god.
Jeez. Yeah. I actually spent more time in the arcade than I spent in my dorm room, come to think of it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty much where you went between classes.
I studied in the library.
Where you went and were you skipping classes.
You studied in the library? What kind of square does that? Oh yeah, people who actually want to study. Never mind.
It's a very good place to study.
It is. That's the whole point of a library.
You know where's a really bad place to study?
The arcade.
Yeah.
Actually, I did pretty well studying in
unless
the arcade.
Unless you're studying arcade games.
That's a good point.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I actually got good at reading while playing DDR. That was fun.
Hey, so I have a question. I guess this is mostly for Danny, because I think Danny played more than Dom did. But so how much money did you spend in the arcade, like, say an average of a week, or maybe even a day?
For me, it was $5, pretty much. I gave myself a budget of $5 a week.
A week?
A week.
Wow.
I broke it quite often, but I gave myself a budget of $5 a week.
Wow, you gave yourself a budget.
Cause I remember like back in those days, I would run into Danny. He'd be like, "Yeah, I just like you know like changed 20 into the tokens."
Yeah,
yeah, I did that pretty often too.
But you only had to do that like once a month or so, depending on what game you were playing. I mean, that's the thing about fighting games; they are over very quickly if you're not very good.
And so you learn to get good,
or you learn to get used to games being over very quickly, which is what you'll have to do anyways for the first part of that.
Oh, you do what I do. I just watch them play.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was entertaining in itself.
Exactly.
Especially since we, our arcade wasn't very good at that, but fighting game players have a very strongly developed sense of trash talk.
Yeah, we're in California.
My favorite trash talk moment was just when Danny and I were playing Guilty Gear, and both of us put the game into Super Freeze, and we knew from that moment which one of us would win. And so I got up and went, "Yeah! Lower! Yeah! Suck it!" And I just danced while he was like, "Oh, come on, you beat me by sticking a scalpel up my ass."
Yeah, I still managed to... we played enough times that I've actually managed to beat you with your own super, though.
Yes, you did kill me with my own super once.
Because it does a pixel, if you get it right.
Anyway, we were talking about school. School, right?
School!
Studying habits.
Studying habits.
I'm assuming you guys didn't really...
Well, this is the thing, is that for my first year and a half, I was a CS major in college. And at one point, around 3 a.m., while working on a Java project, I looked around and went, "None of these people look happy." You know where people looked happy? When I was taking English classes. All right, then, I'm switching. And from that moment on, I stopped studying so much and stopped worrying so much and...
Learned to love the bomb?
Wait a minute, were you the one that switched to becoming an English major and didn't tell your parents until you were just about to graduate?
Until after I graduated. They asked me, "So what did you I called home on the on graduation day and said, "Mom, Dad, I got my degree." And they said, "What did you get it in?" And I said, "English." They said, "Okay."
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to get Asian parents to accept your English degree.
It's to already have it.
Forgiveness is always easier.
It's the permission.
Wow. Okay, let me ask you about this then. Let's go back a couple more years. You know, you're not in college anymore. You're in high school. You got to study your ass off to get to college. Or you got to take those other S words, the SATs.
Yeah,
so,
hi.
So how was that experience?
So, this is the funny thing. I was one of those jerk whiz kids, and I got a 1590 in my SAT when it was still out of 1600. I got one question wrong, but this is
did you get
thing.
Punished for it?
No, I got
your
made
parents
fun of for
are
it.
Not Asian.
I got made fun of for it. I did have to. I did spend a very long time.
Sometimes
I spent a very long time trying to convince my parents that there was no such thing as the 100th percentile.
Nice.
But anyway, so the thing was that the night before I took my SAT, I was staying over at my friend Ed's house, and we watched all of Kido Senkan Nadeshiko, or what is it, Martian Successor Nadeshiko, because we were judging someone else's subtitles. We were making sure that there were no timing errors, blah, blah, blah. We marathoned the whole thing, 26 episodes, like 12 hours or so. We didn't study it at all.
Come on, we actually had someone who did it for us.
Yeah. But anyway, we went to the SATs. I did it. I kept finishing early. I'm like, "Oh, I can make up for sleep now. This is awesome." And I finished the SATs.
Yeah, as it turns out, I'm apparently only really good at taking standardized tests.
Man.
Sorry.
Okay.
Actually,
well.
Going to the SATs, I mean, like, my parents are always really happy to do the prep course crap. So I did the Princeton review, and stuff like that. And I've never liked reading, so I actually didn't score that well on the reading, which is what really brought down my score, because the math, I think, only missed like one. And then the reading, I was like, I thought I was running out of time, so I kind of skipped one of the reading comprehension parts, and I just like guessed, and I realized, wait, I still have like 5 minutes. And then like, by the time I realized, I was like, wait a second, I still have time to actually read through this. I was like, it was already too late.
Well, sorry to bring things down. The reason why middle school was so great for me is because that's when my mom was still alive. When I entered in the freshman year of high school, she passed on. So freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, everything's a bit fuzzy around there. Senior year, I was basically by myself. So I did take the SAT. I don't remember what I got. I remember I didn't study for it. Remember, I did okay for it. It's high school was not a good time for me.
All right.
That's fair.
Well, you guys also had to take the SAT twos.
Yes.
Okay, we had to take three of them.
So I was great at that. I got perfect scores on all those. The SAT one, though.
I never
always
understood.
The freaking reading comprehension parts
the English part, it counts as double the math scores, so
yeah it's crap.
Yeah. As for the SAT twos for me, I mean, I don't even remember it. I remember taking them. I remember doing okay with them. I understood how the SATs work. I never even bothered to look into how the SAT twos work. So
they're just subject based. I took my SAT 2 Math 2C during a testing period in which the bells went off to alert people, like, get to your rooms to do your SATs, and they couldn't turn them off. I finished in the first 20 minutes, so it didn't matter.
That is stress testing awesome. Scenario. That is awesome.
But then I was my freshman year or two, so I was like, you know, I have plenty of time in case I don't do well. Got it back. Perfect score. Oh, thank God.
Never want to do that again. Yeah.
Then I had to again for writing and physics. See, both of those ended up fine anyway, so it doesn't matter.
See, okay. Clearly what you needed was the bell for the other tests.
Well, no, the other two tests I got perfect as well.
Oh, okay.
It was just the regular SAT one.
Oh.
Maybe I need a bell for that, for when I'm doing the reading comprehension, which is such a crap thing. I think it's just they make it up.
No, they actually...
No.
On a side note, I'd like to thank Jay Chung. He's filled me up with more whiskey. He's a good man.
Good man, Jay. All
right,
let's keep going.
What about your favorite courses while you're in high school? And then we'll go on to college later.
My favorite course in high school was, this is going to be shock, English.
I hated English.
But I had two really good teachers for English that really set me on this course. Tom Alessandri, who's still at Bellarmine, and I'm going to, I think, see him at the reunion later this year. He's that kind of high school teacher you see in movies and TV where he's just crazy and he makes you learn to love the subject. Like, he set a dollar bill on fire once to prove to us that it didn't mean anything. It was a symbol. He, you know, taught us science fiction. He taught us Dune. He taught us old American literature. He swore a lot. He's like, it's just a fucking world. And then the thing was that, you know, he really taught me to love literature. And the other person who taught me to love Shakespeare was Father John Murphy. Murphy. I can't remember which. But anyway, he was a Jesuit. And I have nothing but respect for the Jesuits as teachers. Because they get two master's degrees. They're required to get two master's degrees, basically.
Yeah.
And they are smart people. And he taught me Shakespeare. And it was awesome. I mean, he talked to me about Kurosawa movies that were adapted from Shakespeare. I mean, he... really gave life to all of those old plays, and it was great. And I took it in the morning, actually. I still have occasional dreams where I'm in that class again, and he wakes me up. Those are a little strange. Because the thing is, I took it as a zero period.
Does he speak to you in a deep voice?
No, the thing is that...
Get over here!
The thing is that I took those classes as a zero period. It was an extra class, and I started them at, like, 45, 7 a.m. And so sometimes I would come in really tired and fall asleep, but I would still be listening. So I learned how to listen to his classes in my sleep.
That would contribute to some of the weirdness then, I'd imagine. That's the thing, I didn't have anybody quite that inspiring. I mean, like, the closest thing was a teacher who actually left halfway through the semester, so it never really mattered there. But all of my social study teachers through all of high school were just the most jaded people ever. I'm fairly certain all of them went to Vietnam, because they all had different opinions about it. Because, you know, one of them just refused to talk about it. The other one would just talk all of our ears off about, you know, just how unfair the world is. And, you know, he was right. It was an important lesson to teach. And he was also the person who taught me that if teachers really wanted to, they could take over the world in about 15 years just by teaching people. And now I'm kind of worried.
All right, let's go on to a less depressing subject. No.
What were your favorite courses in high school?
Well, okay, for me, I remember U.S. government, which is, I think, my junior or senior year of high school. And it was because before the teacher who we had before, actually even during, he was the assistant coach for the tennis team. And since like this is like honors class, so like this is like the smarter kids in the school. And so since a lot of them play tennis, like, hey coach, they kept on calling him coach all the time. Yeah, I remember that also because he was from Berkeley.
Oh, cool.
And he had the Berkeley versus Stanford football poster in the school room. That, and this is not my favorite course, but it was just a kind of a weird anecdote I just remembered, which was, I think it was junior year, English. And this reminded me because Dom was talking about it was, we had a very, very inexperienced teacher. She had moved from teaching elementary school to high school. Junior year of high school English.
Actually, am I allowed to interject with a story of my own right now?
Yeah.
When I was 13 years old, English 1, we had an English teacher who, the best word to describe her is frumpy. She was, and the thing is that Bellarmine is an all-boys school. We were freshmen in high school, and she was teaching us Lord of the Flies. She had to teach us what a phallic symbol was. Can you imagine trying to teach?
You mean when the spear goes into the pig?
Yes. And so, that's very educated of you, Kevin. Thanks.
I know. I've read Lord of the Flies. I have a brain.
Anyway, so the thing is that imagine trying to teach 30 pubic... not pubic.
Whoa.
Pubescent, same thing.
Clearly.
Imagine trying to teach 30 pubescent boys about... Hey,
were these pubic boys?
Thanks,
one of them.
It was a pubic school.
Pubic Catholic school.
It was a private school.
Private pubic school.
They all have it public worse.
Anyway, so the thing is that, yeah, can you imagine having to teach a bunch of pubescent boys about what a phallic symbol is? It was, we almost started a riot.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, son.
Anyways, hey, I was going back to it. So our teacher was very inexperienced with dealing with high schoolers. And so one of the fun things I remember was like, she would write down a question, just random, like, pop culture question. Like, I remember one was like, what movie used the Flight of the Valkyries?
Okay.
You know, like stuff like that. Yeah. No, it was...
No, Platoon.
Platoon, yeah.
Hey!
What's that sound, Danny?
I do believe that's the sound of Kevin's movie nerd points going down.
Oh!
So...
You both can suck it.
One thing that happened was... so, she just really didn't pace the course very well. So, by the time that the midterms came out, I don't know what you would call them in high school. I forgot.
Tests.
And, yeah. Well, the middle of this semester test, whatever. And she said like, well, we didn't cover these books, but I'm gonna test you on them anyway.
That's awesome.
Ow.
Surprise.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
It didn't matter because she had to throw them out after a whole bunch of parents complained.
Well, good for the parents. Jesus, that's some BS, right?
What about you, John? You just high school didn't work out at all.
There was one class that I liked. Well, it's an odd class. It was sex education or the like life studies. And the thing about it is that they were lacking teachers to teach that class. It was sort of, but they got the head football coach to teach it. For a long time, you know, he wasn't the greatest teacher.
Actually, that was the same with our like elementary school.
Yeah, I don't know why they think that's a good idea to have the head football coach.
No, it's high school, never mind.
Yeah, I was about to say, they taught you sex ed in elementary school?
They taught us sex ed in elementary school, yeah, by a nun and a priest. And so the message was, this is what your penis does, but God loves you, so don't use it. What?
There was a sex ed course provided in the elementary school, but you had to have a parent's note to enter it.
You could have a parent's note to actually get out of sex ed. They didn't call it sex ed, it was like living studies.
Lifestyle.
It was like health. Something or other.
Yeah, I mean, they gave it some sort of.
Ours was called state requirement.
Sure, but yeah, the thing about him is that he like I hear from other students in high school, they give you like pictures of like, you know, they, you know, of all the diseases you can have and what it does to you, and
they make some pornos and then they show all that,
you know, and so forth. And you know, he didn't do that. He basically took it as actually like a life studies class. So, like, he had his own kind of idea of what was going on. So he showed us, like, Ferris Bueller, Knows It All, or stuff like that. And he's basically,
cool.
Well, he's taking the ideas, like, you know how he hacked in? You know, he's got the initiative, you know, to take things on. This, you know, it's more the life is actually deciding of how you live. You know, you have to think outside the box. And there was also, I forget what the movie is, but, it was basically about alcoholism, and a guy going to an AA meeting, and he had us go to an actually AA meeting to, you know, to actually experience it, and actually wanted us to write up on it. It was like one out of three other people who did it, because, you know, nobody really took them seriously. But it was actually going to an AA meeting and seeing how it actually goes, and beyond what is shown through the media. I mean, it's really learning experience, and there was other things like that during the class, you know.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, I joke about it, and I don't really actually realize that what he was teaching was, even though it was not what he was supposed to teach for the class of basically sex ed, it was actually educational in its own kind of way.
Because he was keeping it real.
Yeah, he was keeping it real, you know. God was a racist too.
Great! What a great way to cap off the story.
Well, very nice. The other great thing he also did was sometimes he would like leave the just give us a TV, put it on cable, and just leave for the period, and we'd watch Sailor Moon. I mean, nobody in the class actually would say they like Sailor Moon. Other shows, da da da. We'll get up at Sailor Moon again, and we'll just watch it. And nobody would comment. It's Sailor Moon. It's like girls in, you know, short skirts. Like, you know, it's a shoujo. No one that. Everybody. I mean, and we were in some, you know, this is Berkeley High. There's like, you know, it's not gangbangers, but there's some tough guys there. You know, there's people on the football team and so forth. But we're all watching it, and there's just a dull silence. Just like watching Sailor Moon. It's great. You know? I mean, I had a real respect for Sailor Moon. I still have a real respect because of that class. Because it made everybody in the class just shut up and just watch it. And I mean, if we can pull that amount of people to watch a show, it's a strong show.
If you say so.
All right.
Sailor Moon!
My favorite course was choir, but I had it for 2 years, baritone, and I enjoyed it. It was one of the first few times I realized you don't have to do all this science and math stuff just to enjoy, you know, you can do other things that are
Wait, you're a trained singer?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How come you only sing, like, the Dr. Bombay stuff, then?
No. It's just, I don't care about whatever I'm doing. No, I just, whatever. You know, karaoke is just for fun. It's not like, I'm not going to go up to karaoke and sing, like, the Ave Maria or something like that.
It is true.
Speaking of racism.
He's always been on tune whenever we do karaoke.
He chooses not to be.
He chooses not to be, but you have always been on tune. You've always
all right.
Been.
Let's start through this. Anyways, let's go through this because not only should we wrap up pretty soon, but I'm dying to turn the AC back on.
Yeah.
Some comment.
All right.
That's the thing. Go ahead.
Go.
Dude, you're host.
Fine.
My favorite was silent film. What about you?
My favorite was noir film.
I took silent film. I think I took noir film too. My favorite was biometrics. Not biometrics. Biomotions.
Oh, biomotion. Awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, Sal?
I think it was probably the decal course
about
anime drawing.
the first one.
No, it was me and Jay who ran it the first time.
Oh, yeah, you guys ran decal on anime art. Yeah. And you guys had, like, weird people that traced stuff and drew dolphins with anime eyes.
Yeah, the dolphin one was kind of a weird... But then like, there are people who turn in art that was crazy good. I'm like, why are you even here? You don't need to learn. I can't teach you anything.
It's like the Chinese kids that take Chinese.
Yeah. Or the any kids who take a language that's not the language they speak at home. My noir film class, by the way. American history through film. That was a really good class, too.
All
right. Yeah. I also got to say, I enjoyed biospace engineering as well. I like that one. I love everything about space.
Is this about college or about high
college.
School?
College.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. I went to a community college, so city college.
Did you like any of it?
I liked all of it.
Well, nice. You don't have a favorite course?
Yeah, no, I don't have a favorite course because all the teachers there
are actually real.
Well, they're very into what they're teaching.
That's good.
Very cool.
They are very energetic. They grab everybody in there and they just pull you right in.
Oh, it's
history, California history. I took that. The history teacher was just fun to talk to. There's philosophy. There was psychology, sociology.
Man, you went to a lot of classes.
Statistics. This guy was with nuts. He was just going on and telling you how that affects your real life. And they were all fun. So I don't really have a specific one because I don't really have a bad one. That's what it really, really comes down to.
That's true. I did like my statistics class mostly because there were a lot of poker metaphors.
All right, let's wrap up this episode. Let's just wrap up this episode. You guys have any last things you want
to
say?
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that this time of year, the back-to-school year, is the reason why I hate Christmas music. Because there's a song that they play when I was a kid. And I remember when I was either in elementary school or probably in elementary school, where there was a commercial for there was Office Supply Store. And they'd play, "It's the most wonderful time of the year." And there's, you know, parents just frolicking down the aisles, grabbing office supplies, and sulking children following behind them, like 10 steps behind. And now, every November, they play that song again. And I go, "But I don't want to go back to school."
You're already back in school by November.
Well, yes,
he's also trauma. 27 or 28. How old are you now?
28 now.
28 now. Yeah,
I've also haven't been in school in like half a decade.
Okay.
I still get nightmares about that though.
I'll just say that I wish that when I was going to high school, they actually had the like nowadays they have the backpacks where you actually like the luggage where you can pull out the handle and just drag it. Mm-hmm. They didn't have those when I was in high school, and we always had to carry around
30 heavy-ass books.
And, you know, a high school I went to wasn't that great, and so you couldn't really keep stuff in the lockers or also be broken into. One set of the lockers actually burned. Yeah, she so much set it on fire.
That's the thing. I didn't have burned lockers. I just had one incident of lockers exploding.
Well, if you're going to be talking about burning, there was, when I left high school, there was 100 cases of arson when we left.
Year that you left?
On the year that I left, there was a, with the senior year, and I think even the junior year, there was this There was pyromaniacs, and then there was all the people who wanted to copy the pyromaniacs. There was a lot of, you know,
there's the pyromaniacs.
There was a copy fire that actually put it out in the library. It did so much water damage that they had to basically say that building is
condemned. They condemned a building.
They condemned the building for it. It was water damage, not because of fire damage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
I remember seeing an article on the consumers.com, and they're just posting, every once in a while they'll post something that's really old, like really, really old, like from like the early, like 50, 60, maybe more years ago. And one of them was like, you know how people jokingly pull the fire alarms?
Mm-hmm.
One of them was like, when you pull the fire alarm, it locks you to the fire. And then to the fire alarm so that, you know, like, in case you did it.
Because you're doing to be an idiot.
Unknowingly or whatever. They would lock you in there and then the firemen would come and they unlock you. And going, yeah, that's the most stupidest idea.
There's a fire right there. Oh, I'm stuck. It hurts.
Yeah, it'll be great. So, you know, a fire starts, you know, people are in it. And then somebody has to draw a lot to figure out who has to pull the fire alarm.
Oh, that's horrible.
Like, who has to stay behind on the ship?
All right, this pretty much wraps up this episode. You can always find all of our older episodes at www.s-words-podcast.com. And always email us, talk about your own school stories, what you're doing, what you did, whatever, at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. There's also a happy little place where happy little Dom goes. It's called
Bellerman.
Twitter.com/s_words. And that pretty much wraps this episode. Thank you, folks, for listening.
Good night.
Hollywood boys.
Chair face.
You guys ready for this? All right.
Do 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 do.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
I don't know, but they were on key, so that's fine.